Thank you for downloading this Cook the Perfect podcast. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Now, Thomasina Myers is here. She's the 2005 MasterChef winner, and she fell in love with Mexico and its food when she was just 18. In the street markets there, she came across 200 different types of chili and what she's described as the best hot chocolate in the world. Little wonder that she took inspiration from that trip to Mexico when she entered TV's toughest cooking challenge, and little wonder that Greg and John were blown away by what they called her bold, eccentric cooking style. Well, Thomasina's gone on to found the London restaurant chain Oaxaca, and she now employs hundreds of people. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
How many do you employ now,
actually? It's over 400 now.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. It's we have wild staff parties.
I bet you do, yes. Well, I have been to Oaxaca, and very, very tasty it is too. Tables are a bit close together. I find myself always inclined to eavesdrop on what's going on.
Right, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it can be both. In the past, it's been quite a good thing. Now, is it true that you almost became an accountant?
Yes, in fact, I won a scholarship with Arthur Andersen, and I was a VAT consultant for 9 months on my gap year, which made me miserable. So I'm very pleased that I found my true calling.
You've always, though, loved food, haven't you? I mean, what about the family home? Who did the cooking there and what were you eating?
Both my parents cooked. I mean, my mother cooked day to day as the mother, traditionally, and my father went out to work. But at the weekends, my father would get involved and absolutely love food. And real treats were he'd go to a fishmonger, get some prawns. My mother would whip up a homemade mayonnaise. We'd get some baguettes. And that would be our treat. We'd never go to McDonald's. My father totally disapproved of that kind of thing. So
You must have wanted to go.
Yeah, of course. Big Macs all the way. But we really did. I mean, I remember learning how to sweat onions, how to cook a bechamel, all those real basics by my mother's side from the age of six, really.
But you weren't thinking at that time of making your living out of cooking?
No, I just loved doing it, absolutely loved doing it. And when my parents' friends came, I'd do all the cooking for the dinner parties. And it was a really fun way. I wasn't very good at playing with toys, but hours of fun could be had in the kitchen just opening up cookbooks and seeing what I could do.
And was it really an eye-opening culinary experience, that trip to Mexico?
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible because I thought that Mexican food was Tex-Mex. And so I went to Mexico thinking that I didn't really think about the food at all. And I arrived, and the first night in Mexico City, this amazing woman, English woman, incredible cook, had about 40 people around for a party, and this whole table was spread with all these different dishes. And I didn't recognise the ingredients, the flavours. It was all completely new. And I said to her, what's this food? She said, it's Mexican. And that, for me, was a kind of an epiphany. It started opening up my eyes to a country that's one of the most biodiverse in the world with all these incredible ingredients.
What are you going to make for us today?
So I'm making very simple tacos. They're going to be vegetarian. The indigenous Mexican diet was very healthy. There's very little meat. So they would go foraging around in the wild, looking for wild greens. I've got spinach here, but there are lots and lots of different wild greens in Mexico. I've got some lovely herbs from my garden, actually. I've got some tarragon, which is very similar to herbs like hierba de conejo, chepil, lots of lovely anise-flavoured herbs in Mexico. I've got some, actually, some summer savoury from the garden, but you can use thyme, and some fresh mint. I've got a bit of chilli, try not to blow your head off. Got some lovely new season's garlic as well, so I'll pop that in too, and we'll garnish it with a bit of feta and some corn.
And this is all going to take how long? Will these be ready by, 25 past 10?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Mexican food can be very quick, especially the street food. And this is classic street food stuff.
Well, we'll leave you to it for the time being, but thank you very much. The recipe, of course, is on the Woman's Hour website, which you can get to like this. It's bbc.co.uk/radio4/Woman's Hour. And Thomasina will be back a little bit later and we'll see how she's going on with the feta and spinach tacos. Real Mexican food, apparently. Now, the MasterChef winner and founder of Oaxaca, Thomasina Myers, is here and she is cooking the perfect spinach and feta tacos. She's a professional, which is why she started chopping at that moment. Now, that's what I call, that was slick. Thank you very much, Thomasina. An email for you here. I'm a native of the Western US, says Rita. I know Mexican food, Tex-Mex and interior cuisine. Feta cheese is never used in Mexico or in Tex-Mex cooking. It's cattle country, cow's milk. Mild Jack cheese is the preferred kind. How do you answer that?
So mild jack cheese is definitely American rather than Mexican, although obviously Mexico is part of North America too. So feta is very like a cheese called queso fresco. The milk in Mexico is much thinner than our lovely fat, creamy milk here because we've got all our lovely grass. Obviously, Mexico is a bit drier. Mm. So the cheese they make tend to be younger and thinner and therefore fresher. So I use feta in place of queso fresco because we have this policy where we don't believe in flying cheese over from Mexico.
Where do you get your feta from?
This is Greek feta.
Well, that's flown in, hasn't it?
Or we use, that's also got some, but we also use Wensleydale or Lancashire cheese are very good as well for kind of trying to get a similar freshness of taste. So that's why I use feta.
Wallace and Gromit, I know, have promoted Wensleydale, but I do love it too.
Oh, it's delicious.
As if that's going to help the Wensleydale cause. But anyway, I thought I'd lob it in. Elaine says, please ask Thomasina if she can recommend a Mexican dish that does not contain chilli, which I loathe. I hate food that bites back.
Well, I mean, first of all, interestingly, there are 200 varieties of chilli, as you said at the beginning, and a lot of them aren't even hot. I mean, an ancho chilli has got a really sweet, round flavour. A guajillo is mostly used for its colouring, its lovely, rich redness, which gives great colour to dishes. But contrary to popular kind of conceptions, a lot of Mexican food doesn't have any chilli at all. What has heat are the table salsas, and in every cantina you get all these wonderful freshly made or roast table salsas, and those tend to be really, really hot, and that's what people put on if they want to on top of the dishes. But lots and lots of food doesn't have any chilli at all.
I know that you recommend, though, biting chillies to see what.
Well, funny enough, so the chilli I've used here is you know, a bog standard supermarket chilli, and often they're not hot at all. So you know, I use almost a whole of this chilli like this. Big size chilli.
We're not including the seeds inside. You're always supposed to take them out, aren't you?
No, always put the seeds in. I mean, I like a bit of heat, but these chillies really aren't that hot. So to give you that, I mean, I love a little touch of fire on your tongue. And in fact, they're really interesting different types of heat. So the fresh chilli, you get that lovely kind of lively dance on your tongue. And then you can use dry chillies, which have a kind of more kind of back note of fire, which, you know, they all have different and flavours, tobacco flavours, smoked chillies are incredible. So there's a whole world of flavour going on that's not just hot.
The ingredients then for these tacos, spinach and feta are the main ingredients, lots of herbs, but there's nothing you couldn't get in your as you say, your bog standard local supermarket.
No, it's all completely easy. I mean, obviously in Mexico, with all its biodiversity, the herbs and the greens would be slightly different. And here I've used sweet corn. Again, in Mexico, hundreds of varieties of corn. It can be blue, it can be black, it can be yellow or white or red. Amazing ingredients. Here I've just got sweet corn, which is delicious in this dish.
Could children eat this without suffering unduly?
This is perfect for kids. Get them some greens. And it's, you know, lovely little tacos. It's food that doesn't look too challenging. It's got lovely bright colours, which is great about Mexican food. So they want to dive in because it looks appetising. It's a great way of getting greens and vegetables into your kids.
Now, the exact details, of course, of the recipe are on the website, the address of which I've given several times already this morning, so you don't need that again, but the full details are there. But some of the herbs, again, it's all pretty basic supermarket stuff, this.
Yeah, I mean, here I've used tarragon, mint. I've used summer savoury, but you'd use thyme normally. You can use chervil. I mean, there's a lot of fresh herbs in this particular dish. But I love herbs, though, and I think they add so much to. And I personally think, you know, if you've got a window box or even the tiniest bit of outside space, grow your own herbs, because it's so fun just to be able to go out in the garden. I just went out in the garden this morning, picked some herbs, just felt happy.
Yes, who doesn't feel happy picking herbs from their own garden? Many of us don't have that opportunity, of course. What about the actual method here? It's all just cooked up in a pan, is it, and then put into the taco?
Yeah, I mean, it's one dish. It couldn't be simpler. I sweated down the onions until they're soft and sweet. I've added that new season's garlic, but obviously you can use any type of garlic. And I'm just plating up now. I'm just filling these soft tacos. So a lot of people think tacos are those hard shells that Tex-Mex food sold so successfully to us for years. But tacos are really, the tortillas are soft, lovely soft tortillas made with white corn, which is ground down into a dough. And then if you go to Mexico, it's ground in front of you. You can see the corn is boiled up, ground into this dough. And then the dough is made into thousands of different types of street food. Different shapes and sizes of tortillas or gorditas, quesadillas. So it's really fun, very interesting, and the food changes from village to village, so it's very diverse.
Is it acceptable to buy the ready-made tacos, tortillas?
Absolutely. These are made from a wonderful woman who owns a company called the Cool Chili Company, and we get them made for us in the restaurant because they're just brilliant. She's got a machine that she bought in America, and we couldn't possibly make as many tortillas as that.
OK, well, my mouth's watering here. Just to make it clear that we do take into account pedants, people who complain about the programme. This is from Angus, this email. You've just said Thomasina Myers was the first ever winner of MasterChef. She's actually the first winner of the new version of MasterChef. The very first winner of MasterChef was Joan Bunting. So Thomasina is neither the first winner nor the first woman to win it. OK, well, thank you, Angus. We've mentioned it. And a tweet from Furness Girl who says there is a feta-style cheese from Yorkshire which is called fine fettle and it's delicious.
Fine fettle.
You ought to try and see if you can stock that and make something with it, Thomasina. OK, it's time for me to taste the tacos and they are about to make their way across the studio.
Thank you very much.
That's great. Thank you. Oh, three very delicate. They do look amazing, you're right. There's the white, yellow, bit of orange, bit of green. Looks lovely. This is the bit everybody likes.
You might need a tissue. It's very messy.
Well, I might need a tissue. Have our production values extended to that? No, they have not. Thank you, Thomasina. Right, well, I have no dignity, but that was lovely. Thank you very much. Great to meet you.
Pleasure.
And much luck in the future with Oaxaca and everything else you do. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
And the recipe is on the website. Actually, they are lovely. Even if it is dribbling down my chin, it doesn't matter.
For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.